Welcome to this podcast about Blind Slough and Mitkoff Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Blind Slough is a roughly 4-mile estuary that forms the lower reach of the Blind River, which flows northwest across Mitkoff Island to Wrangell Narrows, about 24 miles northwest of Wrangell and 12 miles south of Petersburg, Alaska. Lieutenant Commander Henry E. Nichols of the U.S. Navy named the river in 1891. It had previously been called Blind Passage, in the mistaken belief that it cut clear across Mitkoff Island, linking Wrangell Narrows to Sumner Strait. At the head of the slough sits a 2-megawatt hydroelectric plant that has supplied electricity since the 1920s. Construction began in 1921, and the plant was fully operational by 1925. A steel penstock carries water more than 1,200 feet down from Crystal Lake to the powerhouse. After generating power, the water is either piped directly to the Crystal Lake hatchery or returned to Crystal Creek, which eventually empties into Blind Slough. The plant supplies about 20% of the electricity used by Petersburg Municipal Power and Light. The Crystal Lake hatchery is operated by the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SSRAA. A nonprofit whose mission is to enhance and rehabilitate salmon production in southern Southeast Alaska to the optimum social and economic benefit of salmon users. The Aquaculture Association runs 6 hatcheries in the region: Burnett Inlet, Crystal Lake, Deer Mountain, Klawock River, Neats Bay, Whitman Lake, raising salmon before releasing them into the wild. The state built the Crystal Lake facility in 1971 to 1972. It remains owned by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Sport Fish Division, while Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association has operated it under contract since 2000, following a cooperative arrangement dating to 1986. It remains one of the region's oldest hatcheries still in operation. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.